I think in terms of the Trump side, he was able to get out of him that he was not a target of the investigation. I think on the anti-Trump side, that there were some very screwy conversations, to lack of a better word. You know, the discussion of honest loyalty, the discussion of Flynn was disturbing, yet at the same hand, it was so disturbing that Comey continued to talk to the president either on the phone or in person and never went to the proper people in the Department of Justice and registered a complaint about it. So, you know, I think both sides somewhat struggled for a tie on it. I do think what we did see was a lot of, you know, great demeanor from the senators on both sides, that they do want to get to the bottom of it.
Jim Comey said something that I think many people found startling. He essentially said that he began memorializing the conversations because he was afraid that President-elect, at first, Trump, was going to lie about them. When you hear a former director of the FBI say that about a president of the United States, what's your response?
It's disturbing, and certainly it would bother anybody. You know, if you felt the president was a liar, why'd you keep working for him? And why didn't you go to the Department of Justice and say, this isn't going to work? You know, Bill, everybody, I think, has had that maybe deer in the headlight moment with which you wish you could have rewound and said, I should have said blank, or I should have done this. And, you know, yet that's for one moment. This guy had nine moments because of the conversations with the president.
You wrote an op-ed piece for The Washington Post that appeared just before, in the edition right before the hearing began. Comey is a disgruntled ex-employee, and that's how the Senate should view his testimony. Is that the way this played out for you?
I think it is, because, you know, here's a guy, and today was therapeutical for him, and what's happening right now, wherever he is, he's surrounded by his friends and his well-wishers and said, great job today, boss. And so I think there's some therapy for what he did, but he, like any of us, if you're fired, you're mad at the person who did it, and you're going to shed yourself in the best light that you can.
What did you make of the fact that several times Comey said, I hope there are tapes?
I think actually he scored a point on that one, because he was saying, I dare you to let those tapes out. And it's possible that there's something else in there that he knows the president would not want to have out.
One last question, Jack. You've been a supporter of President Trump's. You've spoken out on his behalf on a number of occasions, the op-ed piece that you wrote before the hearing. Are you having any doubts as you watch the way things are unfolding?
I have no doubts, but I also have no doubts that this is a cloud. And it's not a cloud because there's guilt, but it's a cloud because it's a PR disaster. I believe that this is a distraction, and it's a cloud that is hurting America.